Hey fuckers, what up? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher. You're about to listen to a clip of Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut shaming podcast. This week's guest is Usama Siddique. You may have seen him on America's Got Talent or heard him as co-host of the Mango Bay podcast. He's going to talk about growing up and the effects of Islam on sexuality, holding it in until you're 21 and then letting it out.
Let the wind make you come.
Letting it out everywhere. Everything that you didn't let out in your brother's bed. You know what? This is
out of your dick and up your butt and all around.
This sounds questionable, so you're going to have to really press play. And if you want more content from creators like us, Russell Brand, Lena Dunham, Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Michael Rapaport, you're going to head over to luminarypodcast.com/GWF, where you can get a subscription for as little as $2.99 a month.
Oh my God, this is such a weird thing. But like, he told me like how to jack off, and I didn't believe him.
He told you how?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He was like, grab your dick and then move it up and down. And
that's a good friend.
That's a good friend. And then he did it for me, and I was like, this is even a better friend.
Oh, that's a really sweet friend. Well, some guys have circle jerks, and it has nothing to do with their sexuality.
Yeah, right. So then when he told me, I was like, I didn't believe him. I was like very skeptical. I was like, this is not going to work. What the fuck?
You don't need to believe it in order for it to work,
exactly.
Friend.
So I was like, this is stupid. This is fucking crazy, but I'll do it. So I went home to my parents' house. They're all sleeping. I had the nice computer, and I went to the computer, and I typed in like butt.com or something. And I was like, how do I get to what I want, right?
Butt.
And then I...
1-800 butts.
Butts galore. And then I found a butt, and I was like, just skeptically like, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Wow, and you really were on the edge. Just a butt detached from anything else did it for you.
It was literally, it was like a pube.
It's actually close-up pictures of fruit. But you zoom out and you realize it wasn't even a body part.
I'm turned on by pears. Yeah. But it was odd. I started jacking off. Skeptical jack off. Just like, okay, fine. Okay, fine. Whoa. And then I came for 13 minutes. Just...
But really, like, how long? Like,
it was a long cum. It was a very, very long cum.
Yeah, I would imagine.
It's not like it was all the cum for 10 years.
Right.
But it was a very large...
Because you were getting it out in your brother... You're in your brother's bed.
Brother's back in sheets. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
And so when that first happened, it was a dangerous thing because I still was very Muslim. So I couldn't jack off because it was against the Islam.
Right. And now, Islam doesn't say you can't jack off.
It's more, it's in the hadith, this Quran, which is the main book, and the hadith is more like a game of telephone.
Commandments? Oh, okay.
A telephone with a lot of different leaders. So it's like kind of the one where it's like...
That's always good.
Yeah, the etiquette right?
Focus vision.
Deuteronomy shit. Like, don't wear a pink t-shirt on a Tuesday, right?
Right.
That bullshit. So it was that level, and I remember I used to like make deals with God about jacking off. Like, listen, if I get an A in humanities, I won't jack off for 3 weeks.
Oh.
Then that's how
I
do it.
Oh, I would say if you get an A, you could jack off because then it balances out.
The A was what I wanted as a brown kid. The brown kid, I needed the thing I wanted more than anything was an A. Because I was a brown little... More than coming.
Wow.
But then,
then
I got the A and I felt so good that I came, you know? So, you know, back then it was very much that kind of give and get.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what got you out of being so Muslim, as you put it?
I started comedy.
Yeah,
comedy was the first thing.
Comedy really did undo everything for you.
My life, Corinne. Because I was very, like, I lived very passively. I was very, like, my neurons fired well enough that I could ace any class.
Sure.
You know, I was just a high-functioning brain kid.
Yeah.
But I didn't really learn anything. You know what I'm saying? I didn't really give a fuck about life.
Right.
I was passively
existing. You did what
existing.
You had to do.
Right. Knowledge didn't mean anything to me. It was just a way to succeed. When I started comedy, I started realizing that if you want to do good jokes, you have to learn a lot about different shit.
Yes.
And that's when there was, like, a prerogative to be like, learn shit.
Yeah.
I've never had that desire to learn. I was just a very...
Because you never saw the fruits of the labor other than the A,
hundo.
But it's so automatic.
An A is nothing. It's really bullshit. It's really not right. Really, you're not really understanding fruits. And then you start like pursuing knowledge for knowledge's sake. You're like, what the fuck is this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What
and then that's when you retain it.
That's when you're having a good time with life and everything, every moment means something. I started crying during movies at that time because I could feel empathy all of a sudden. I understood a father's love. Like, it was crazy.
Wow.
Everything clicked in. It's comedy saved a lot of who I am. Who I am is all because...
And it shows because you're so fucking funny and you're
so
really always have new bits and it's like your writing is really good. So it shows that you give a shit, which is just the best thing to see.
Appreciate
as a fellow
you.
Comic.
Thank you. And part of that give a shit probably comes from like that intense focusness of before.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was just like drilled in and now I just have that as like a residual kind of thing. But yeah, and when I started comedy, that was big. And then when I went to New York and started fucking, and it was just like, okay, oh, you start fucking.
Did you get into any deviant shit? Like fun sex stuff? Like sexually adventurous, explorative?
In the beginning, missionary was anal. You
That'll
know what I'm
do.
Saying? Like
yeah.
back
yeah.
then, you're like, what the fuck, right? Yeah. Then slowly, in New York, everyone's down. Everyone was just ready to go. So it slowly, it was all girls. Like all the women in my life in New York are the ones who kind of propped me up. Because I was, dude, I don't know what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
I was
Guys
just.
Guys cannot tell when women want to fuck them.
Dude, it was. And add Islam to that. So like,
right.
add, you know, even white dudes who have like two sisters don't know what the fuck is going on. You didn't watch your sisters
right.
fucking live?
Yeah, the I grew up with a lot of women in my life doesn't really mean that much.
Anything, right? How many sisters do you have?
I have no sisters. I have one older brother.
Okay, this is the white trash thing. We have no siblings, but like you grew up around 19 people.
My mom lived in a car. No, I didn't grew up around not a lot, but my mom lived in a car for a couple months and no one told me where she was. And I was like, okay, cool. And then I had to work at the flea markets from age like 8 to 15. So
love it.
Ooh,
what?
Yeah.
Where'd you grow up growing?
New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your lives, that's insane.
Very different lives.
Very different.
Yeah. That's I had a very normal upbringing for a comic. Yeah, these were mistakes I made on my own.
Yes, yes.
Nothing to do with my family. Family, yeah.
Right, right.
No, I mean, that is true. I actually did actively get myself into trouble because there was just none at home.
I feel you. I feel you. But your parents are loving it. You're like, oh my God, she's so spirited.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, my parents love that I'm a comedian.
Right.
You know, like that's like entertainment was very valued in my house growing up. So this was no problem to get into this business for me.
Yeah. So when I was, learning sex from women in New York, it was
yeah,
a lot
women
of patient,
in New York will teach you
a lot of patience.
Yeah.
Cool women who are like, this is how you put a finger in a butt, okay?
Nice.
You don't just stick it in.
Right.
You fucking do a little swirl and then you figure it out.
Uh-huh,
right?
A swirl, yeah.
That's the first thing you wanted to get into was sticking fingers in butts?
This is just an example.
Oh, okay.
Is that chronologically?
Just weird that that's what you, I felt, like, there, out of all the things.
There are a couple of milestones.
Okay.
I mean, I just, you know, we're ripping
here.
This
is how you milk a prostate. It's not as hard as you think.
The first milestone was kind of a sex in New York. Then a milestone was... anal in New York was big.
That sounds like a rom-com.
Anal in New York.
That's Woody Allen's next flick.
There's Sleepless in Seattle and Anal in New York.
Yeah.
There's two Woody. That's a sequel to Sleepless in Seattle. And Awake in Boise. Those are the three, the trilogy. And then the third, one of the biggest ones recently was a girl put on like these random finger condoms.
And okay.
then,
oh yeah.
And then put her finger up my butt.
Yeah, you got a treasure
like,
trove.
Really
up there.
Went in there and yeah. then I passed out. I like straight up passed out. She must have like broken some barrier. I just literally just like I got up and I just passed out and I
like you not fell asleep, but you like legit.
No, I literally just like fell down.
Your body was
like
we're
did you
lay
feel
down
lightheaded?
It was weird, yo. It was like so this girl randomly on Facebook, she's like, listen, come fuck. I want to do things to you. I'm like, all right.
On Facebook.
Yeah,
yeah
this,
wow.
Yeah, she's one of the last remaining
got
Facebookers.
On Facebook.
That's where all the weirdos are still at. I don't know. You know
that's where
Facebook?
My parents are at, looking at all the conspiracies.
Oh yeah. Adrenochrome is a new one for all these old ladies. But this girl was like, yeah. So she's like, hey, come over. What do you want? And I was like, one of my fantasies is meeting a girl, not saying anything to her, and then just fucking.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
just like no
going.
Talk.
Yeah.
And so she's like, yeah, just come over. We'll do it. So I go over there. Right. We start fucking, and then she just like without saying a word, put on this like this condom on her finger. I was like,
now,
first of all, what?
What is that?
It's
yeah.
a finger condom.
So she's not telling you what she's about.
She's like, she did like a little beckoning. She's like, and I'm like, all right. Let's do it.
You knew what that meant.
Right.
Up the booty.
Up the booty. And
okay.
So she went in there. It felt super good. I was like, this is really
yeah.
cool. It was like really blown away.
You can
away.
Have a
like,
crazy orgasm
it
that
was
way.
Crazy. I was yeah. like really feeling it. I was like, oh my God. And then after she kind of like, I didn't come up from it, but like she like took it out and I was like, wow, that was cool. I stand, I had different voice.
Really great.
Yeah, this is my new voice now. And I get up from the bed. And then I just like, and I just fall down on the ground. I kind of like lay there.
Did you hit your head?
It hit my head. Just kind of fell on my shoulder or whatever. And then she was like, oh shit. Very, like not her first time ever that happened. She runs to the fridge, gets chilled peaches. Just gets these like little peaches that are chilled. Starts feeding me chilled peaches.
Oh my God.
While I'm kind of like laying
this
there.
This is a service.
Super weird. And then she was
like,
those
peaches don't have like sprinkled something on.
I don't know. Maybe the roofied peaches, but it was good. And I was like, and then she was like, are you feeling okay? And I was like, I'm a little scared, but you know, this is okay. And she's like, okay, you can get up. I kind of got up. fell again. This time, head on the doorknob of the bathroom.
Oh my God.
And I was lying. I'm like, oh my God, what's
Passed
going on?
Out twice. Shame on me. Yeah, I got to figure this
and
out.
And what's going through your head? Did you think it was the eighth anal? Or did you think you were like poisoned or something?
I don't know what was going on.
Yeah, because you didn't know this girl.
I don't know this girl at all. So I was a little scared that she might have like did some
put something on that butt condom because your butthole is an orifice. And
that's what it is.
You could do drugs.
There was like, I don't know what was in it. Rosemary. I don't know what she put in it. In my butt. But it was not, it was like reacting against it. And then I kind of was like, okay, but she's feeding me peaches. That's cool, you know? Then she feeds me peaches again. Like there's a second.
That's weird.
The second peach feeding situation. And and then she's like, listen, I know they're just a thing. And she like leaves and plays Captain Beefheart.
Okay, I am very freaked out. I'm glad you're still alive.
Yeah, so I'm eating peaches, Beefheart's playing, which is the weirdest, not a great song to hear when your butt is on fire.
Your butt was on fire?
It was kind of like in pain. And I was kind of like,
she only stuck one finger up there, right?
Yeah, but
and
it was
she was
like,
gentle.
She was gentle, but she was doing a lot of tricks in there.
Why was it on fire?
I don't know.
I don't know if something, or if you had an allergic reaction to the latex.
Maybe,
and the condom.
Maybe.
But passing out is not.
It rearranged my chakras, and then the Beefheart was playing.
Yeah, maybe it did. Yeah.
And then I was like, "What the fuck is Beefheart doing? This is not a calming song right now. There's no time signature. It's fucking weird." And I was just like, "Okay, eat the peaches. Focus on the peaches," and then 30 minutes later, it was all good. I kind of sat back down in the bed. We talked about, you know, her work. She's like a painter, and it was kind of
okay.
Chill. And I ate some more peaches.
Wow, a lot of peaches.
And then I put my finger up her butt.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you put a finger condom on?
Yeah. I put
That's a good idea. I never even thought of that.
I didn't know that
existed. I have milked a man's prostate and put a finger condom on, and I should have.
Okay.
It's just better because then you might rub your eye in a moment of weakness and you go fucking there goes that
ew
there goes
that's
that.
Disgusting
yeah
but yeah then I fingered her and it was a pleasant evening
that was a real interesting story about what it's like to be a man just like you're literally fainting you could be drugged and you're just like still there and you're not leaving
you know Beefheart has some classics
and
Beefheart
has some classics said you
yeah
had she seen your comedy how did she find you
she saw my comedy yeah. She had a show once and she's like, I saw you at Union Hall. And I'm like, I can't believe Union Hall is where you got hot for me because that's not my main spot. I'm not smashing for Union Hall.
That's
people.
Where you find someone who's going to fuck you silently and feed you peaches.
Yeah.
So.
The finger condom buyers are all Union Hall comedy show goers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They don't do the early show at New York Comedy Club. That's
I've
not
never
them.
Even met anyone with a finger condom that was used for like other
one?
Things.
I guess
I mean,
CVS.
My first time I saw one and the last time I saw one.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen people use them for like secretary work, you know, and you're going to touch a lot of papers.
Right.
Yeah.
I think there's probably different ones though for butts things.
Wow. We hope you enjoyed that excerpt from our interview with stand-up comedian Usama Siddique. It is a fucking fantastic interview. And if you want to hear the whole thing and whole things from other creators like Lena Dunham, Roxanne Gay, Trevor Noah, Michael Rapaport, etc., head on over to luminarypodcast.com. A subscription is as little as $2.99 a month.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.